Cincinnati Mayor Mark Mallory says authorities will not have a problem handling the crowds coming to watch the Bengals work out during the day and those who will be attending the music festival across the street at Paul Brown Stadium. Concert promoter Joe Santangelo says he expects festival attendance to increase 20% from last year's total.
We're looking forward to the weekend. We've got some great music, and for this weekend, it could be the city that swings.
Thomas Knott is the Director of Diversity Strategies for Macy's, the principal sponsor of the music festival. He says the retailer is proud to be a patron of the arts in its hometown. Knott also says some of the performers will make personal appearances in the company's flagship store downtown.
Friday, starting at 2 o'clock, we'll have a couple of the artists in the store here at Fountain Place downtown for the attendees to come in and, you know, talk to, meet and greet. And Kim will be at 2 o'clock. Lettucey will be at 4 o'clock. And we just heard that we will have the OJs on Saturday about 3 o'clock.
The music festival will once again include food and merchandise vendors outside the stadium. Bomani Tahimba is the organizer of Festival 513, which is in charge of those concessions.
It's going to be on Freedom Way this year. That's the new street that was built between Paul Brown Stadium and also the Freedom Center on Freedom Way between Elm and Rosa Parks Street. And the hours are Friday 5 p.m. until 2 a.m. Saturday morning. Then we open back up at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, and we close and end at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
To help ensure a celebratory atmosphere for the music festival, many restaurants will be keeping extended hours. Mindy Rosen is a spokeswoman for Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated.
There are nearly 20 downtown restaurants and bars that will be open until 2 a.m., some even till 3 a.m. For example, Crave, that just opened at the Banks, Bakersfield and Over the Rhine, also Molly Malone's in Covington, and Bar Louie at Newport-on-the-Levee.
Downtown ambassadors, police officers, and sheriff's deputies have been instructed to go out of their way to make visitors feel welcome in downtown Cincinnati this weekend. Most of the people who attend the Macy's Festival come in from Chicago and Detroit. Last year's attendance was in the mid to upper 40,000s. Promoters hope to attract more than 50,000 music lovers this year. I'm Steve Hirschberg.